I'm Frank Morris, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. I met Nate Pike last year. When I dropped back by his ranch 30 miles south of Dodge City, Kansas, this summer, he took me on a bumpy pickup ride to see a spring called St. Jacob's Well, and we got to talking about the former owner.
The old gentleman that had it, he come, I don't know when he come out here and started operating this, but it had been before 1900. He was a fine old gentleman, one of the toughest old men I ever knew.
Now, Nate Pike is tough. He's 80. Broke his back falling off a horse as a younger man and has had several heart attacks since, but still helps out on the ranch. So I wanted to know, what made this Mr. Bill Null, the former landowner, so tough?
Oh, he could ride all day. He never rode long in a walk or a lope. He always rode in a long trot. And he wore shoes, lace-up shoes, with soft soles, and he had iron stirrups on his saddle, and his old, I always told everybody his old feet looked like an eagle's claws hanging over them stirrups, and he'd ride that way all day. You know, he could go longer without a drink of water than any man I ever seen in my life. He could be riding all day, and everybody else would have to stop at every well and get a drink of water, you know, and he'd just ride on by. It didn't bother him. How he could do it, I don't know. But I was with him right in this very pasture one time. He was probably at least 75 years old, if not older. My dad bought his calves, and he had them in this pasture. And he wanted me to ride with him. I was just a kid, and he wanted me to go with him. He always kind of took a shine to me. And so I did, and we were back just on the east side of this, and he had an old horse. He'd had him a long time, and that old horse stepped in a hole and fell on him, rolled up on him, kind of. I jumped off and was going to help him up, and it made him kind of mad, and he said, "I can get up myself." So he did. I got back on my horse, and anyway, when we got through weighing the calves, we took them in, sorted the calves off the cows, and, you know, we were several hours, and got through weighing them. He told my dad, he said, "You know, I'm just getting the feeling back in my foot." I'd call that tough.